Hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
I'm doing great, thanks. Congratulations on the win. It was a good day for your team and a very good day in the Wilfork household as well. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, we got a lot to do. We got to play better football going forward, I tell you that. So, you know, it's one season. It's a one-game season now from here on out. And we got to be at our best. So every team that we may face, whoever it may be, is going to be they're going to be a good team. So we got to be executing on all cylinders to be able to be successful going forward. So we got to put everything we have in, you know, in this one basket, and hopefully that's enough to get us where we want to be.
Going into yesterday's game, Vince, did you know exactly how much you were going to play and when you were going to come out of that game?
No. I mean, I didn't know anything. Bill just said prepare. You know, told all of us just prepare. For this game like we do any other game, so don't worry about nothing but just preparing to execute. So, and I think that's the way we took to the game that way, preparing like, you know, we was going to play it like a normal game. And if he made any decisions, it was his decisions that he made. You know, he didn't tell the players anything. That's, you know, that was Bill called him, you know, to do whatever he wanted to do and what he thought was best for the team. So you got to talk with him with those situations that, you know, he thought.
Vince, going into the season, one of the biggest questions on this team was your health. You were coming off an ankle injury. There were, you know, playing a big guy's position, and that was a big concern. Well, you played 16 games. How did you do it, and how do you feel now?
I mean, just work. I know how to just work hard, get hard. I didn't do anything differently from a training standpoint that I normally do. I think I'm a lot stronger than in the past 20 years. So it wasn't anything where I say, you know, I have to do this different, or I got to do this, you know, to protect myself. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just, you know, me going out preparing hard, training hard. I never thought of, you know, being once, you know, I wanted to get to the season to be healthy and continue to do what I've been doing over the years. And let everything happen and let the chips fall in place from there. And that's how I attacked this whole season. I feel fine here. And, you know, I mean, I don't have anything out there that's bothering me. You know, little nicks and bruises, but that's just, that's the name of the game. I don't think I'm the only person that feel little nicks and bruises, but nothing major. There's nothing that came, you know, massage can't fix. So, but you know, I feel good. You know, I'm very happy with the way I came back, and you know, a lot of credit go to the training, you know, the training staff, everybody that was involved to getting me back to playing. I thank all of them. So there's a lot of people that had me in that pot. It wasn't all me. It was, you know, my trainers. It was, you know, Bill. It was the staff. It was the weight room. I mean, you name it. It was people, you know, everywhere, just basically, you know, just telling me what I needed to do. And we just went from there. So I never thought about, you know, being hurt or being injured or anything like that. Once I knew I was cleared to play, once I stepped on the field in the practice field, I kind of felt that I was kind of back to myself. So I just played the game the way I know I play it.
You played on some very good defenses as a member of the Patriots. How does this one stack up for you?
You know, I try not to compare, you know, teams, because every year it's a different team. No matter, you know, who it may be, it's always something different that you do, different people that you bring in. So I'm just happy to be a part of a group that's been playing well, and we're going to need to continue to play well going forward. I think all three phases, we're going to have to be able to play good team football going forward, starting the first round when we do play. So we got to get off to a good start, just work on some things that we need as a team, and go forward from there. But from here on out, it's a one-game season. We have to approach it like that. We have nothing to hold back. We can't save anything, because you lose now, you go home. And I don't feel like going home yet.
You know, Jerry asked you the question about your health. I'm wondering, are you back to where you were before the injury, or are you one of those people who's better now after the injury? How would you assess it?
I don't know. I think every year that, you know, another year up under my belt, I feel better And it's nothing really I can say that, you know, hammering me or stopping me from doing certain things. Things I've done when I was a rookie that I can still do it now. Like I said, I think I'm stronger now than I ever have been. I don't know if that comes with age or whatever it may be, but I don't feel like there's something that I can't do that I used to do, but now I can't do it all of a sudden. I don't think it's anything out there like that, but, you know, who am I? You know, that's why you have coaches. That's why you have the scouts. That's why they have evaluations and stuff like that. But my job has always been giving my team the best, putting them in the best situation I can put them in, and that's playing football. And if I can play football and I feel like I can play at this level, I'll continue to play. So I think I still can play at this level. I think, you know, I can do some things that I've been known doing. So I'm just going to take it from there. But I'm very happy with where I'm at now.
Vince, you guys met all your regular season goals, obviously. You can't ask for more than getting home field through the playoffs. And then you have an extra game where that means nothing. But you're competitive guys, but you lose. Like, what was the mood in the locker room after yesterday?
I mean, it's always disappointing to lose, especially against a division opponent, and especially being at home. So we went into that game, ball game, wanting to win. I mean, we always want to win. Every time we step on the field, we want to win. So after the game, you know, the guys kind of bummed out, but at the same time, we understood there's some things that we have to correct and have to get better at to be better going forward. So you could take something from that game. I mean, it was disappointing to lose at home and to lose against a division football team in the Buffalo Bills. But at the same time, we could take that game and look at the film and say, you know what, this is the stuff that we need to eliminate if we want to be a pretty good football team and going forward. So right now we understand, like I've been saying all day, we understand it's a one-game season for us right now. And that's very important. And I think everybody has to understand that. So it starts with, you know, getting off to a good start this week with the bye, being able to go in, work on a few things that we need to clean up ourselves and make us a better football team, individually doing some stuff that we can help each other out doing. But it's going to take all of us. You know, it's going to take all of us to get where we want to be. But it's a one-game season now. So you lose, you go home now. If you win, you continue to play. So if we want to continue to play, we definitely got to play better football.
Vince, congratulations on the regular season. It's nice to have the bye week, and best of luck as you go forward into the playoffs. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one now.
Take care.
All right, Vince.
That is Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork.